man walked by and just said he goes to church every Sunday trying to defend the Lutheran faith. Lutheran, named after Martin Luther. Martin Luther, a murderous, half Catholic, Roman Catholic, he still clung to the Roman Catholic faith, baby baptizing, false gospel, murderous man. Martin Luther believed in murdering Jews, but people lift up man-made religion called Lutheranism. They lift up Roman Catholicism, another man-made murderous faith. They lift up all these denominations that are made of man. Whatever is made of man, God abhors when it comes to his truth and his word and his ways. You can't say I love Jesus because I go to church on Sunday and live like the world. You're a hypocrite and an idolater that's going to lose your soul. Only hypocrites love God on Sunday and live like the world the rest of the week. True saints come out, and when you come out, you'll come out of church. The Sunday church system was never ordained by God. None of the church systems today are ordained by God. They're all full of lies, feminization, worldliness, pagan holidays. The Bible says, test all things. 1 Thessalonians 5. Have you tested your life to know that the judgment of God is coming for you? You live like the world, the judgment's coming for you. You have no hope, American neighbor. Live now, because fire and wrath is coming unless you trade this life for holiness and obedience. God will not be mocked. He doesn't want your scrap in your religious services. God wants you to follow him and study and obey and be approved and seek the kingdom and walk as a king, a child of the Most High King. These people are delusional, thinking that God has adopted them and they can live any way they want. Can you imagine if a police officer adopted a child and that child said, I respect my father, while they live in wickedness and sin and breaking laws and robbing banks and stealing things? Oh, my father's a police officer. I respect him, but I break the law all the time. Don't tell me you respect Jesus, love Jesus, believe in Jesus, while you live like the world and break God's commandments. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he's going to reap. What are you sowing today, neighbor? You're sowing to your flesh. You're sowing to entertainment. You're sowing to your belly. You're sowing to your pride and your vanity. But if you sow to the Spirit, and if you sow to the truth, and if you sow to goodness and righteousness, and if you sow to that which is eternal, now you have hope and hope everlasting. But you don't have hope or hope everlasting. You don't have hope everlasting while you live like the world, a Baptist, a Lutheran, a Roman Catholic, whatever man-made flavor. Satan has designed all these church systems to deceive people, to give you a placebo like you're of God when you live like the world. The world and God are two separate things. Which one are you? Of God or of the world? God's people are in the world. They are not of the world. Are you of the world? That means you enjoy the things of the world. You dress, act, live, talk like the world. You entertain like the world. You seek the things the world seeks. Ponder that. Big difference. Not of the world or of the world. So I told a young brother the other day, we got to define terms. Make sure you're always defining terms. What does it mean to be born again or born from above? It's not a religious experience. Raise your hand and you get baptized. Born from above is when you get a new heart and a new mind and you have the fruit of a transformed person. Amen. Amen, Sister Amen. Repentance is not just feeling bad about your sin and trying to do better. It's turning your mind and your ways from all sin. In Acts 5, God says he sees a willing vessel and he sends the Holy Spirit. You don't even get the Holy Spirit until you're willing to obey and lose your life. Most American Christians are false convert goats. How do we know that? Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. Look at the fruit of your life. If you're like the world in how you act, talk, dress, live, you're a goat. You're not a holy child of God. You're deceived by modern pastors and priests. But you can turn. I'm always out here telling the good news, the bad news, the bad news, the good news, the good news, the bad news. But guess what? That is what God's called us to do. If I tell you all the good news, there's no warning of bad, that's not love. If I tell you all the bad and not the good, that's not love. What would be love, Sister Amen?
The truth.
Telling both in truth.
Yeah.
So that's what we preach. And so, if you're a person that stumbles across our website and you click on one street preaching video and you listen to me for 30 seconds and you say, all he talked about was the judgment of God, I encourage you to listen more because you'll hear the well-balanced gospel about the shed blood of Jesus. But you have to repent and be born from above. And if you're born from above, you walk in holiness and obedience. You're not worldly and carnal. American people that claim Christ are worldly and carnal. They're false converts by the fruit of God's word. They're carnal. They live by the flesh, not the spirit. Most American Christians don't even know what the Bible says about the judgment that's coming. Oh, I'm going to be saved because I just believe in Jesus. Now, one Bible verse teaches that across the entire breadth of God's word. Cherry pick the verse. God so loved the world that whoever believeth in him shall not perish.
How many times have you fucking died? How many times have you died? Absolutely not. I had stage 4 cancer, have died multiple fucking times.
Sir,
I know
sir,
for a fact your God is bullshit. Get
flesh,
the fuck out of here.
I love you, sir.
Shut
you're
your fucking mouth.
You're in the flesh, sir. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to continue to preach.
Mouth.
I love you, sir. I used to drink and I used to be out of control too. But guess what? The flesh can be put down by the Spirit of God. I love that man. I hope he repents. He doesn't like the message of the truth of God. But we must stand in the face of evil. We must stand against this culture. That's why we're here. That's just a guy yelling and screaming at me. Someday I fully expect to be taken out. I've already been beat up for the gospel. One day I expect to be murdered for the gospel. That's okay. I'll go down loving the person that killed me, preaching the gospel. And if I gotta write the gospel in my own blood, I'll do it. Not that there's power in my blood, but if they cut my tongue out, I always tell Sister Amen, my wife, I will write it in blood. I'll sign language the gospel. Do you see what the gospel does to wicked people? It turns them into demonic anger. Yet if they would turn and yield, they could be transformed, made new, and be revived to eternal life. Amen? God be praised on this day. Lifting up the biblical gospel, Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords. Holy is the Lamb of God, worthy to be praised and lifted up. What are you living for, American neighbor? The wrath of God is coming for all who disobey, for all who live in willful sin. Lest you repent, the wrath of God is coming for you. Repent means come out of the world. Seek Jesus Christ. Be transformed. Check out our website for free.
Yes, sir.
Holy is the Lamb of God. He's worthy to be praised and lifted up. I spit on me. I had to wipe my mouth off. That guy spit on me. The guy that was yelling in my face. But anyway, I hope he hears the message.
Amen.
And so we've got to love. You know, it's easy to love people that stand there and go, amen, brother, and they're false Christians and walk away. We can love them a little bit easier. It's hard to love people that get in your face and threaten you. But guess what? Jesus was dying and he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Guess what he meant? What did Jesus mean when he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do? It wasn't because they didn't know they were killing somebody. They didn't know they were killing God himself in the flesh. That's what it meant when he said they know not what they do. But you know what you're doing. You're living like the world and trampling the blood of Jesus Christ. You're living as a false American Christian that's going to suffer the wrath of God. We don't want our neighbor to suffer the wrath of God. We want you to see who Christ is, a holy Savior that can save and redeem and call you out of the world. I think my nose needs work. It calls you out of the world. The gospel calls you to salvation, repentance, to newness, to holiness, to obedience, to endurance, if I didn't say it. Salvation is not a guarantee today. Salvation is a promise and a hope for those who endure. That's the elect. But you got to come out of the world and endure in holiness and obedience. Are you doing that, neighbor? Are you wasting your time in entertainment? Are you wasting your time in the frivolity of life? I used to do that. I used to waste my life walking around, looking at stuff, buying stuff, dressing cool and lascivious, going to a church system. I used to do all that. When I was older, drinking and partying, guess where it all leads? Death and hell and wrath. Your worldliness, your carnality, even if you don't drink, is going to lead to your wrath and judgment. But turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life. Open the Holy Scriptures. And see that as you walk on the broad road to destruction, that you're an enemy of God living like the world. God doesn't want your scrap on Sunday in your religious service. He wants your entire life sacrificed to him. And then say, Father, your way, not mine. But Americans say, I'll give God an hour on Sunday and then live my own way. That's not a Christian. That's a false convert that's going to suffer the wrath of God. Ponder that. Open the Bible. Read the Holy Scriptures, neighbor. Test to see that which is good, pure, and true.